If we leave the mats the way they are, he won't be able to call this show anymore. Because we'll be in a gulag somewhere. Yeah, man, he's radical terrorist lefties like me, you know, butterflies and kittens. But hey, seriously, it's like I was like, hey, show the map from 2010, Robin, since you're talking about we don't want to change the maps too much, because I remember what they looked like after you guys got done in 2011. That was great. There were a couple people that had cutouts of their districts, and it was looked like Louisiana plus something else, you know. It's like, really? Yeah, that's compact? I got something compact for you. Anyway, hey, we got someone on the lines. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hi, we know each other. I'm Stinger, your friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
First time I ever got through. I just wanted to mention Merrick Garland. And, you know, I know. I think he should be replaced. But, you know, I remember when he was nominated by Obama, a red flag for me was his stance, or should we say lack of a stance, on Citizens United.
Lack of a
spine. You know, you know what, though? I like what Michael Cohen is saying in his podcast about Merrick Garland lately. I guess I just like your thoughts on, I mean, we could probably predict what will happen, but I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about what's going on with that guy.
Here's what I think, and thank you so much for listening and calling. You are a great friend. It's not good. I think this really boils down to where the establishment is afraid to take either side, because then it all comes down, right? I really believe that. I mean, you can go back. There's so much corruption, and everybody benefits from it that's in D.C., even though it just harms the hell out of the world and their own citizens. Am I right? I mean, so when they come out like that, and they're weak, and when they get, you know, appointed and elected, they're not assertive at all. You know, it's like, no, I need more of the squad type stuff, the Bernie Sanders types, you know, social equity, racial equity. I mean, we can't get anything done without those essential things, those human rights issues that everybody in this country, I seem, you know, if it was their rights being violated, or they didn't have access just because they weren't white or they weren't born here with something in their whatever. This privilege stuff is what keeps us from getting stuff done, because a lot of people, quite honestly, they don't want to let go of their privileges. When they don't seem to understand, by expanding those privileges to everybody, it gets a lot better. It doesn't get worse. It's kind of like not, you know, the Joint Finance Committee not financing the state with these little peace sticks, because in all these other states, crime is going down. You know, I don't mind, you know. It's a lot cheaper to get weed in Wisconsin if you can find somebody that has the good stuff, right? Because there's a lot of stuff that's out there, you know. Cops pull you over. I'd say that's catnip, dude. Yeah, I mean, go ahead, try some. If you can catch a buzz off that, you can arrest me. But if you can't, then obviously it's... And that's the only weed I think should be illegal. Dirt weed. There's nothing worse than, you know, working all week long, get to the weekend when you're young. Because I don't want to work anymore, and I don't have to. But I work part-time. And then when I do work, I...
Yeah, who do you work for, and how do they support you?
Gotham Bagels, one of the fine sponsors, right? And I'm going to actually do commercials this week.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I got to come in and I got to do that. And don't forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Hey, man, do you think he could be part of come on your show and talk about his business?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you heard Absolutely. It, Jeff. Because, you know, he and I are friends, and he asked me, you know, through text, hey, do you think I could, you know, be part of that? And I go, sure, yeah. So
yeah, let's talk,
we'll work
Jeff.
On setting it up. I think I know, you know, I know both you guys, so I'll be the in-between guy. Kind of like at the Capitol. I like in between. Ooh. Front and back. Not intimidated. That's the way I like going in there. But watching all these wonderful, and mostly they're women that are just like wise as can be, right? It just got, you're not going to. Is she a retired teacher or something? Or did she just go to public schools before they got destroyed? Because I'm telling you, I can't beat what they're saying. And at one point it was cool. oh, and you got to forgive me. I'll find some of these names, and then maybe I can have these people, you know, call in when we expand this fine show by getting even more sponsors, anybody out there. It's really not that expensive, and you'll probably get all your money back and then some, and then you'll be tired because you're working harder. Not really. You just hire more people. Job creators at the local level, and by local, that's what I do. So many people that are associated with this program are like the nicest people you'd ever want to run into. I mean, Gordy Kopke. I mean, everybody that advertises on here, if they're advertising on here, damn, they must be cool. Because I know some of them don't smoke marijuana. I mean, we actually got a few guys that work here, you know, engineers and stuff. They don't smoke it. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. I guess.
More for the rest of us. But getting back to these hearings, you know, so she just went off on it. It was just perfect, you know, and everybody was reacting in the room, and Swearingen takes his like gavel and starts pounding it. And I'm like, oh, he's got a Woody. Look out. Hey, guy's got a Woody. He's like, oh, that's it. Warning. You know, nobody reacting to anybody's comments and this and that. And I felt like saying, yeah, like when Voss is speaking, right? But anyway. And he says, and next time, I won't be, I think it was, yeah, I won't be so nice. And everybody in the room just went, ooh. And what's he going to do? Now your little junior high threat didn't do anything. What I'm amazed about is like there's not really a lot of police around. And this redistricting, this involves everything in the state. So anybody that had something to say, if they were going to say, well, can't you stick to the maps? Yeah, this is all about the maps. And this is why this is the way it is for this person.
Right.
So I was trying to think, you know, what can I do to tell people what it means when we keep these maps, right? So the first thing I thought was, you know, well, the majority in the Assembly and the Senate in Wisconsin won't wear a mask and won't encourage people to get vaccinated during a worldwide pandemic. That's one. Then you'll have a majority that won't support helping the people through a pandemic like that. You'll also even have a legislator that comes out in gear during COVID, Robin Voss, and tells everybody it's safe to go out and vote while nobody else has that gear, including doctors and nurses at that time. Right?
So rich.
Upheld by our Wisconsin State Supreme Court, who said, yeah, everybody's got to vote in April, even though everybody else in the country has taken a step back, right? No, we don't want to do this mail-in stuff. No, we don't want to harvest votes. Ew, you harvested the lives of so many people's grandchildren at this point. It blows me away. It does. So I'm at this, when I go in there, I mean, it's easier to check my anger. One, because I medicate myself thoroughly when I go in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the illegal stuff.
I got you.
And of course, don't bring it in with you if you're going to, just in case. But it's okay to smell like you've been smoking it. They expect it from me now. I mean, I want to be free. I don't want to live under these rules. And I don't think the Capitol Police like all the rules either. But it's just amazing to watch these brilliant stars in our state come up and give testimony for why we need to do this and why it needs to be fair, including, you know, comparing it to sports. And how would you like it if the Vikings got it at the Packers 20 every time and we had to take it at our own 5 or something? And of course, you know, sports, politics, yeah, you know, they kind of go together, you know, at least some of the analogies. That's exactly what we're seeing happen to the citizens against these evil forces backed by powerful money. And, you know, so we get back to that. Well, why, you know, you need to take money out of politics. And I remember when, yeah, you know, at least it wasn't fully funded by billionaires. I see. Yeah. No, hey, man, how much time we got?
Not much. So let's do them after the break.
All right. Rob Bidgood, we'll get to you when we come back. But it, you know, and we went to school together. He was in my brother's class.
He was just telling me.
He lives in Minnesota. Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, and it, I don't think when we were growing up that either one of us knew that we'd be as progressive as we are, but it's like a really nice connection to have, you know, and then to see, you know, read about what his dad did and read, thinking about what my dad did. And it's like, we had pretty good examples, man. And, you know, that's really important parenting. And when you don't help working class families, parenting becomes a nightmare and children just like have to go off on their own. You guys are a bunch of bastards at the Capitol. I mean, this is going to be fun, man, because I get angry and then I'm like, well, I know what gets these guys mad. I'm going to go grade school on their asses. We'll be back in a minute.